When we approach the holiday of Hanukkah, what we would call, certainly in the United States, the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah brings to mind the sufganiyot, donuts, latkes, perhaps to some of us a time for vacationing. And it symbolizes, of course, the miracles that transpired that essentially transcend time. Miracles that are consistent with linking one Jewish generation to the next. And that really is precisely the point, the significance of what I would like to address in terms of what Hanukkah should represent to us. Hanukkah should have a communal message, a national message, which applies to all of us. And much like we ignite the flame upon the menorah, the message of Hanukkah should illuminate our appreciation of what it means to enhance, to invigorate, and to perpetuate the Jewish future. The Gemara in Psachim on Daf Nun Vav Mid Aleph says very interestingly, Bikesh Yaakov legalot lebanav keitz hayamim. Yaakov Avinu, Jacob, our forefather, wanted to reveal the future of what would transpire to the Jewish people, of how exactly they would be redeemed. V'nistelko mimenu ashchina. The Gemara affirms that the Shechina, the divine presence which would have allowed Yaakov to do so, was removed from him. Amar, Yaakov was disturbed by the fact that he could not fulfill this vision. Shema chas v'shalom yesh b'mitati psul. Perhaps there is a blemish in my servitude of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is a reason why my vision is being obstructed. Why is this happening to me? And he was upset. Amru lo banav shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Gemara says that his children, in response, presumably to calm their father down, to alleviate him of any fear, they responded in unison, Shema Yisrael, Hear, O Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, the Lord is one. And indeed, the Gemara confirms that Yaakov responded, Patach Yaakov Avinu va'amar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto le'olam va'ed. Yaakov responds to his sons, and he says, Blessed is the Malchut, the divinity, the kingdom of Hashem, for all time. Yaakov was fearful that he did not necessarily live up to the level of his forefathers. His forefather Avram, who regardless of the fact that he had a child, Yishmael, still reached greatness. Yitzchak had a son of Esav, who also was able to aspire to great heights, Yitzchak himself. And Yaakov was fearful that perhaps as a result of Yishmael, Esav, that eventually it had an effect on his own religiosity, and therefore he was afraid that maybe this obstructed his ability to reveal to his children what would transpire with regard to the great Jewish redemption. And what was the response of the children? Shema Yisrael. And Yaakov says back, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam V'ed. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal asked the question on this particular Gemara. Why was it necessary for Yaakov and his sons to engage in this dialogue of affirmation? Okay, when we say the Shema, we recite the Shema Yisrael ourselves, and then we answer ourselves as well. We also respond, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam V'ed, but everything is said by ourselves. It's not necessarily, certainly not used in the format of a dialogue. Why then does the Gemara tell us that there was a dialogue that transpired here between Yaakov and his children? And Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explains, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the statement of his sons, of the sons of Yaakov, was a response of what we would call the Talmidei HaMesorah, the students of tradition. They were confirming to their father, we absolutely subscribe to everything that you stand for, our dear father Yaakov. They wanted Yaakov to understand, do not fear that Chalila, all that you have taught, all that you have represented, all that you have instilled in us through your life of Kedusha, of holiness, that it would ever be sacrificed or questioned. Absolutely not. Everything that you have shown us in your life, our morals and ethics and values that we absolutely will follow and that we loyally subscribe to. And Yaakov, in responding, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto De'olam Ve'ed, said Rav Soloveitchik, is demonstrative of the relief of a Rebbe, of a teacher who submits to confirmation. My students follow me, and I express gratitude and gratefulness in the fact that I have been able to instill in them the link of tradition. We ourselves state the Shema and Baruch Shem as a monologue, but let us understand that it is crucial for us to manifest both roles, the roles of the student, the roles of people who will follow, the role of the person who is willing and able and eager to subscribe to the laws that he learns. And at the same time, it is not enough to be the follower. It is not sufficient for us to be the Talmidim, the students of tradition. But in our generation particularly, we are expected to be also the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Olam Ve'ed. We are expected to be those who transmit, who teach the Mesorah. We today play the role of Yaakov Avinu, as well as the Bnei Yaakov, the children of Yaakov Avinu. How true it is, particularly in our generation, in the predicaments that we face, we are not only preserving, but we are identifying with the Mesorah, with the tradition. And we all know that the ability to identify today with Jewish tradition is at the very least an uphill struggle. I was a little humored by the fact, recently I read an article which was published by a fellow who writes for the Jerusalem Post. So he addresses the fact that when it comes to the holiday season in the United States, how many Jews criticize or write articles or respond, or he happened to hear it on a radio show, where a Jew called up and said that he's greatly disturbed that there is this usage of Merry Christmas, description of the non-Jewish holiday. There's an emphasis in the United States over this particular holiday, and he feels that there's a bias, that it's unfair regarding the ignorance of Hanukkah and ignoring Hanukkah at the expense of promoting what is the national holiday of the United States, the Christmas holiday. And I quote you to what he says. America may not be a Christian nation as a matter of law, but culturally it is. It is offensive to ask neighbors or store owners to shut off their colored lights or put away their reindeer, or to stop yodeling Christmas carols over loudspeakers in malls to avoid damaging our sensitive psyches. Insisting on equal time for Hanukkah is one strategy that might make some of us feel better, but that too is misleading, because Hanukkah and Christmas are two separate and very different holidays. The notion of the Festival of Lights being a blue-tinseled version of goodwill towards all men is based on ignorance of the fact that Hanukkah actually commemorates the blood-soaked victory of Jewish religious nationalists over their compatriots who wanted to assimilate into the ancient world's dominant culture. Those Jews who cannot abide the general Christmas festivities should follow this radio host's advice and spend the last weeks of the year in Israel. For anyone who grew up in a non-Jewish neighborhood or was the only Jewish kid in his elementary school class, there is absolutely nothing like seeing a whole country go about its business as if December 25th were just another workday. Of course, a trip to Israel is a great idea for anyone, any time of the year. But the Israeli Christmas experience is highly recommended for those who can't stand the Yuletide spirit. The irony about these Jews who worry most about Christmas is that they are often the ones who are the least involved with their own Jewish identity. Jews who are grounded in their faith and knowledge, and who are proud of their heritage, cannot be threatened by the practice of another religion, no matter how ubiquitous it might be. It would do us well to stop worrying about what transforms around our Christian society, if that is where we are, and to worry more about what develops within our own backyard. We have to worry more about our own Judaism, about preserving our own tradition, not thwarting someone else's. Certainly not when it represents the large and vast majority of a particular country that has allowed us to thrive, to survive, to build, and has encouraged our existence. That we have to say thank you for. But lest we forget what is most crucial and most important to us, and what makes us genuinely unique. Hanukkah reminds us of what illuminates the Jewish soul. The Jewish soul is illuminated not by the standards of society outside the parameters of the Jewish community. The Jewish neshama, the Jewish soul, is illuminated and ignited based on how we subscribe to our tradition, based on the test of how exactly we serve as both the teacher, the one who upholds the Mesorah, the tradition of what allows us to identify and to call ourselves a unique nation. And at the same time, people who can subscribe to being part of the Mesorah as the students, the people who can respond and say as one, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There is a danger in misunderstanding and underestimating what exactly that means. We have to learn that our obligation is to champion the Mesorah, the tradition, Jewish education, because that is ultimately what allows us as a people to survive. Chanukah is the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash. Chanukah knows its roots from two words, Chanoch. Chanoch means to dedicate, and Chinuch means to educate. When we are dedicated to our education, much as Yaakov feared that we would not be, but that his children confirmed that he is, that he was to his children, and that his children would continue to be in order to perpetuate future generations. When we subscribe to that tradition, when we embrace it, when we dedicate ourselves to it, and educate our children and students as a result, that is what allows us to be victorious. That is what allows us to say that we are truly unique in a world that is so challenging. And Mirza Hashem, if we embrace a certain amount of introspect, not in the broader community or the nations around us, but when we start to search and investigate in our own backyard and question how we can further our allegiance, our loyalty to our own identity, to our own light, which allows us to call ourselves Am Yisrael, then we will be zoche to truly see the day of the coming of the redemption. The redemption that Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to us is a redemption that we can reveal to ourselves. Hine anochi sholeach lachem es Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi will come, and as the Navi describes, the Hoya ba'eis ahiyach hapeis et Yerushalayim banerot. There will come a time when the Navi, the great prophet, will come, and he will search throughout Jerusalem by the light of a candle. Ner Hashem nishmat Adam. The candle of Hashem is the neshama, the soul of a Jew. And as a result of this conquest of our desire to further our understanding of what that neshama means, of what it means to be a Jew, and what it means to identify as part of this Am Kadosh, Am Anivchar, this unique and chosen nation, will be Zoche Mirtza Hashem to witness as well the great miracle of Jewish redemption. Chanukah Sameach, Shabbat Shalom. The question we can discuss around the Shabbat table, Parshat Miketz: why didn't Yosef reveal himself to his brothers, and why did he set them up to look like thieves? Shabbat Shalom.